Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kaylee speaking. How can I assist you?
Hi, Kaylee. My name is Giselle Asili. I completed a survey on April 18th from Walgreens, and I received a free moisturizer with shipping and handling. And unfortunately, they attached an eye cream to it, and I immediately sent it, and they didn't give me the opportunity to say, no, I don't want the eye cream, and they just charged me shipping and handling for both. And I immediately sent an email saying, no, thank you for the eye cream, but I do want the moisturizer. When I received both in one box a week ago, the bill inside just had the amount of $7.45, so I thought I successfully canceled the eye cream. But you sent me one anyway, so I'm happy to return it to you if you like. Anyway, yesterday my credit card company contacted me because apparently attached to the same April 18th order, there was some subscription service that was, and I was charged $92.90 and $91.89. That is incorrect, so I'm politely asking you to reverse those charges because I never, ever agreed to a subscription service, nor was I asked to join a subscription service. So I really don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is consumer fraud. I really don't know. So I'm hoping you can help me, Kayla.
It's Kaylee, and can you provide your zip code?
Absolutely. It's 10314.
First and last name?
Giselle is G-I-S-E-L-E.
Okay.
Last
can you
name
confirm
is
your...
Asili. Asili
your...
is the last name. A-S-S-I-L-E.
Can you confirm your shipping address?
Sure. 142 Livermore Avenue, Staten Island, New York. 10314, as I said, the zip code.
Okay. So I do see, give me one moment. I do see
you
that the aloe vera, ma'am. I do see that the aloe vera skin cream and eye serum were both chosen. You started off paying the shipping and handling. And the company states that it
not.
Was,
actually,
ma'am, can
you
please explain the terms and conditions?
Yes, you can. Go ahead, Kaylee. Sorry.
So I do see the shipping and handling charges, and you start off paying the $670, and I am aware you didn't authorize the other product of what it was, but it was a 14-day trial to see if those products were something that you wanted to continue receiving every month. And no one had never called into council, so that's why they've been trying to bill you.
No, I was never asked if I wanted to get this every month. That was never, ever, I was never asked. So I never authorized anything.
The company states that the terms and conditions were there before you purchased it, and it was also on their website.
No, well, I didn't go to the website. I just responded to the survey, and then I entered the information so they could send me the moisturizer. So that's how they do it. It's in the terms and conditions. It's hidden in the terms and conditions. And then I see. That's how they do it. So you need to reverse those charges, $92.90 and $91.89.
Okay, like I said, they already been declined. So are
yes,
you?
Yes, they have been declined, but you're not going to do it again next month, are you? Unless I change my credit card. That's all. They could be declined,
like I was,
but that doesn't mean.
Can you
go
let
ahead.
Me talk, ma'am?
Sure.
So it was already declined, and I'm able to cancel out the account, so it won't be any more reoccurring charges. And I see that someone already canceled out the account.
Oh, terrific. Okay. Yeah,
you already
called
in, so.
I called yesterday. I called Shelly, but then all of a sudden she stopped talking. My phone was still open. She didn't hang up on me, but all of a sudden she stopped talking, and I couldn't hear anybody. So she didn't hang up, but she also stopped talking. So that's Shelly. I called Shane. I'm sorry. Shane, I called yesterday. So this is what I need to know. Did you cancel the eye cream?
Both of the accounts have been canceled out.
What about the $745 and the $670?
That's the shipping and handling charges. We don't.
That's right. I'm willing to pay the shipping and handling for the moisturizer, but I am not willing to pay the shipping and handling for the eye cream because, like I said, I sent an email immediately when I saw it. It did not give me an opportunity to say no.
You would have
I
had
to
call in and cancel.
That's not what I put in. Look, I didn't call anybody to set this up to begin with. Do you understand? So I did it by electronically. I did it by email, and I immediately sent an email immediately saying, no, I don't want the eye cream. Please do not charge me, period. And Shane corrected me that the eye cream was $7.45 and the moisturizer was $6.70. So I'm not paying the $7.45 for the eye cream because I did not authorize it.
Okay.
And I, again, I sent you an email immediately saying no. So you need to reverse the $7.45 eye cream. I thought that was the moisturizer, but Shane corrected me. $6.70 was the moisturizer. And I'm more than happy to return the eye cream to you, but
the
not at my
expense. The company doesn't accept any returns.
Oh, okay, fine. I can give it away, whatever. I'll keep it until you come to my house and take it, whatever you want. Whatever you want. I'm not using it. So, okay, so if you reverse the eye cream for $7.45 because I'm not paying it, and I will tell my credit card company that as well. And actually, I told them the whole story already, and I told them the entire truth that I did receive
okay,
the
ma'am.
Eye cream.
Okay, ma'am. Well, just give me a moment.
Sure. Thank you, Kaylee.
All right, you should receive your $7.45 within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
I appreciate your assistance. Yeah, absolutely. I don't need to call the other 800 number, right? There are 2 855 numbers. I don't need to call them because I'm willing to pay for the moisturizer. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Both been canceled out. All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you so much, Kelly. You stay safe, okay? I appreciate your help.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.